Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory, of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
My prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands at the evening sacrifice. O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
You may extinguish your candles and be seated. The psalm is Psalm 8. It's found in the front of your hymnal on page 315. We'll chant it responsively. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. Because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him?
You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. And herds and the beasts of the field,
the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
The Old Testament reading for the eve of the name of Jesus is from the 51st chapter of Isaiah. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as the light of the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastland will wait upon me, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to heaven, look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke, the earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. This is the word of the Lord. Hymn number 36.
Our sermon text from Matthew chapter 1. Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth the Son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Psalm 8. Psalm 8 begins, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And so tonight, as we celebrate the circumcision and the giving of the name of Jesus to the Christ, we must ask, what makes God's name so excellent? Excellent. The root of the word excellent means that God's name is superior to something else. It is excellent. It excels over other things. And included with the word excellence, we may also find the word majestic, which is found in Psalm 8 as well. We might call the name of God majestic because it is mightier or it is stronger than something else. So my parents gave me the name Michael. The Hebrew, Mikael, means one who is like God. And you might say that that is an excellent name. That is, it's a laudable and a great thing of what it speaks. I mean, we desire to be like God, and we surely desire that for our children as well. As God forgives others, so also we forgive those who sin against us. And as God has loved us, so we desire to love our enemies, of course. Nevertheless, I have not lived up to that name, to my name. I mean, you wouldn't say that I am superior or I excel others in the category of likeness to God. Now, if we're speaking about the archangel Michael, well, we would definitely say that that is an excellent name for him, because in all he does, he is like God. So do you live up to your name? Maybe you also have a high and lofty name given to you, maybe one that means princess or wisdom or truthful one. And yes, you too have surely fallen short due to our sinful nature. However, you may also have some other names. You may have the name Father or Mother. Is that an excellent name for you? Or have you fallen short of that name as well? Are you a son or a daughter? But have you not always honored your parents and fallen short of the name? Finally, let us speak of the name given to you in your baptism. You have been united with Christ and you bear the name of Christian. Have you lived up to your name? Have you lived as a child of God in all righteousness and holiness? Have you kept yourself from sin and clung to Christ in true faith? Would someone say that you bear that name better than others in an excellent way? Now, the name Christian, it is certainly laudable and a wonderful name to be called. But do you deserve that name more than, well, all others? We must admit, once again, that we have received the name, but we have not borne it well or in a superior way. Instead, well, we have truly owned another name, the name sinner. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. Oh, what an excellent name to call me, sinner. Yes. In fact, I consider myself superior to others when it comes to that name. However, St. Paul might argue that he is superior to me. He says in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief." Paul thinks he excels at that name.
and, well, maybe you would argue with both of us, for you too have excelled in the name sinner. Yes, I'm jesting a bit, right? Concerning the fact that we are superior in our sinning. However, it is the nature, our sinful nature, and it is our confession which we make, in which we own the fact of our sin, in which we confess that we are a sinner, and when we do that, we speak the truth. In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, the names Montague and Capulet are of prime importance. Because of their feuding, the family name prevents the love of a young man and woman from being together. And Juliet expresses the truth that the essence of things remains the same, even if you call them something else. She tells Romeo, and I quote, "'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's a Montague? It is not nor hand nor foot, nor arm nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. As so Romeo would, were he not Romeo called. So retain that dear perfection which he owes. Without that title, Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself." We use a phrase from that. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. We use that today to indicate that things are what they are, no matter what name you give them. There are many who give sin another name. They give themselves another name. However, they still remain the same. Sin is sin, and a sinner is a sinner. For all have fallen short, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. A sinner by any other name would still stink to high heaven, which, by the way, is also found in Shakespeare's Hamlet. However, God's name truly reveals who he is and what his very essence. And thus God's name and his person are integrally connected. Luther reminds us in the Large Catechism's explanation to the first commandment, saying a God is that to which we look for all good and which we find refuge in every time of need. Now there are many who seek to go by the name God, but there is only one who accomplishes the very essence of that name. Other gods claim to be good, but they are not. They claim to be a refuge in every time of need, but they are unable to accomplish it. They are not mighty or strong enough to overcome our enemies. They do not possess holiness to bring it about, nor can they impart that goodness and holiness to their worshipers. Of only the triune God, the one true God, can we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. In Matthew 1, the angel says, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus' name is excellent, for he excels all other saviors. Some have rescued another from harm by their actions. Some have saved a people from warfare by their diplomacies. Some have prevented injury by their advice. But when it comes to salvation from sin, Jesus excels them all. He is the only one who is able to rescue us from death and the devil. He is the most superior of all the Saviors. And those who are baptized children of God will receive from their Heavenly Father another name, the name Saint. When we profess our faith in Jesus, we are declared to be righteous because of His sinlessness. We bear the name Christian well when we confess our sins and trust in God for our righteousness. To Jesus, the one who saves. He has saved us by taking away our sins and giving us His perfect righteousness. So now, let us push this teaching a bit further. Because of Jesus and the excellence and majesty of His name, Psalm 29, verse 2, tells the believer this. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We are directed to profess and laud the beauty of His name, by which we receive a glorious name. Psalm 90 says, and let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. So what is this holiness? What is this beauty? Beauty of the Lord, which we behold and then we desire to have imparted to us so that we may enjoy it. Unlike the postmodern tenet that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, the Scriptures teach us that beauty is defined by our good God and by the goodness which He showers upon us. In this Christmas season, we have heard from the prophet Isaiah chapter 11, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This Davidic king, which was to come through Jesse's line, had been cut off. The Israelite nation was like a stump that was cut off, overrun by other countries. And yet, years later, Isaiah announces that the Israelite stump is sending up a root or a shoot, or it is a branch that will again be excellent and great. More than that, the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, begins with the words, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And in chapter 35, Isaiah describes that shoot that has come up as a beautiful rose and uses the word excellence. I quote, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. And finally, Hosea speaks of the Christ as a beautiful lily. Hosea 14, I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be like an olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon. It is the message of the excellency of the name of Jesus that we have received in the gospel message of forgiveness. And His work on our behalf is as beautiful as a lily in a wasteland of sin. It is this small Jesus, this 8-day-old Jesus, who is brought into, who is circumcised on this day, and He shines forth even amongst a bunch of sinners. But that beauty that He behold, that He has, is extended to us. We receive, as the psalm says, the beauty of holiness so that we may worship Him and so that we may give Him the glory that is due His name. And so our Savior Jesus and His wonderful name possess excellence and beauty. And He then imparts it to us because it is true. He saves us and makes us His beautiful children, that we might live holy lives. We receive the blessing of His name, and the psalm says the fragrance of His beauty, well, spills out upon us. And we receive it through faith in our Savior Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
The introit. It is found in your white bulletin insert. We stand. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father, almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior, and so gave him the name of Jesus, mercifully grant that we who worship his name on earth may joyfully behold him in heaven, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Nicene Creed, page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
The hymn is in your white bulletin insert. We rise for prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, thou Savior of the world, who being made man for our sakes did endure the circumcision of the flesh to satisfy the demands of the law and the eternal justice of God by thy perfect obedience, that we might obtain the forgiveness of sins in thy name, we praise thee for thy goodness and glorify thy marvelous works for our salvation. And we beseech thee to count thy perfect merit unto our faith for righteousness, and to plead our cause when our misdeeds rise up to testify against us. Teach us to reverence and faithfully to use thy word and the blessed sacraments. Cleanse us daily from our sins with thy precious blood, and grant us the true circumcision of the heart in the Spirit, that we may, by faith, be consecrated as instruments of righteousness to thy service. Give us grace to withstand all temptations, and with pure hearts and minds to follow thee, loving the thing which thou commandest, and desiring only what thou hast promised, that among the manifold changes of this present world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Sustain us in our trials, keep us in the path in which we should go, and hereafter receive us into the kingdom of thy glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, we give thanks to you with our whole hearts that for us you have so humbled yourself as to clothe yourself in our flesh and blood, being subject to the law, and even in tenderest youth did submit yourself unto pain that you might be called our Jesus, our Redeemer. O Lord Jesus, as your name, even so has your glory gone out unto the ends of the earth. Great are your works and the thoughts which you have revealed unto us. In these we rejoice and speak of your truth and salvation, praying you to reckon the merit of your circumcision unto our faith for righteousness, and grant us your Holy Spirit that we may humbly yield our hearts circumcised unto you. You, O Lord, will create in us new hearts and renew a right spirit within us, that we may henceforth serve you in a new life, rejoicing before you for your mercies, which are new before us every morning, ever praising you, and finally, through your merit, be made worthy to celebrate the eternal new year with you in the heavenly Jerusalem. Grant this, most heartily beloved Redeemer, for your blessed and holy name, Jesus. Amen. Almighty Lord, our God, Holy Father, we give thanks unto you that during the past year you have so graciously preserved and defended us. We beseech you, grant us a peaceful, joyful, and blessed new year. With fatherly kindness, keep and bless us in body and soul, but above all, grant us grace, that with the old year we may put off also the old man of sin and put on instead the new man, which is renewed in knowledge of the image of the holiness of the Creator, until we shall be translated from this old world into the new Jerusalem, where with new voices we shall glorify you, world without end.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right, so to
you. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory.
that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. We beseech thee, most merciful God, that thy blessing, by which every creature lives, may sanctify us who bear the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. Take and drink, this is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. The Lord bless and keep you as a baptized child of God, dearly loved by the Heavenly Father. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Jesus Christ, take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. made his true body and blood, strengthen and preserve in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. The true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. Salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Mindful of our prayers in honor of the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through the forgiveness of our sins we may see our name written in heaven under the glorious name of Jesus as a pledge of eternal predestination. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.